I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll update the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. We have two 2-15 matchups up right now on Twitter and Instagram. You can see the full bracket there. Before we update it, though, let's get to some phone calls. 617-779-7937. We were discussing the most terrifying animals to find in your home. You landed on what, Keith?
Snake. Giant snake.
I went with a wolverine.
Yeah.
High-pitched Jeff in Taunton. What was in your home?
I came home Thursday evening to a bat flying around in my bedroom.
That's not that scary, high-pitched Jeff. What's wrong with a bat?
When you're pretty hammered, it's pretty damn scary.
Okay, fair.
That makes sense.
But they're going to eat all the bugs in your house. No bug problem. No,
I don't have any bugs in my house.
Because you have a bat.
A little bugger snuck in by my AC.
Gotcha. Oh, he wormed his way right in by the...
How did you get him out?
You already got your AC in?
No, I keep it in all year round.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay.
I got him out with a fishnet.
There you go.
A fishing net.
All right.
But it was kind of scary after, you know, being 12 drinks deep.
How many are you deep now?
None. I just have a speech impediment.
Sorry, my bad, high pitch Jeff. But you got him out. I would have loved to have seen that. 12 beers deep, trying to rip
I got
around.
It on video.
You do?
I got it on video. I'll
forward
send it.
Forward it along. Yeah. Where can he send it, Keith? Keith at WEEI.com.
Keith at WEEI.com.
Awesome.
If you got any grab bags, send them there too.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, high pitch Jeff.
I feel like a real horse's patoot.
How would I get?
Have said that.
How would I get a bat out of the home? I don't have a fishing bat.
I'd leave them. Bats are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they sleep.
You'd have no skeeters in your house. They'd be eating all the skeeters.
They sleep during the day.
Yep.
That's probably what I'd try to get.
They don't take up a lot of space. They may or may not turn into vampires.
Guano everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
well, he wasn't invited in, so I don't think he's a vampire.
Good point.
That's a great point. You didn't invite him
he
in.
He didn't invite him in.
Yeah,
although
true.
Maybe you were so drunk you didn't realize you invited him in.
Did I invite him? Or even now you're just second guessing yourself. You're like, I was hammered.
I'll
Did
be honest. Bat's super low on my list as far as like, it's not ideal. What about like, I got to get him out.
What about a vampire bat?
Terrifying, because now he's got a taste for blood, human blood.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
What a vampire! What do vampire bats do? They like sneak over when people. Vampire bats are a real thing. They like sneak over and suck your blood when you're asleep. Is that what it is?
Sounds about right.
They have like an anti.
Sounds like my ex-wife. I really have an ex-wife. I just wanted to make that joke, just to be clear. You know, how misinformation
almost,
can go running.
It's almost worth getting a divorce just to be 100%. Able to crack the joke.
I would say it every day. I would have that joke every day on the ready.
Almost worth it.
Yeah.
Again, Kathleen earmuffs.
Yeah.
Okay, Jamal's in the car. Another idea. Go ahead, Jamal.
Hey, it's so hilarious because I had a bat caught in my house one day. It was flying around my living room. I just turned the light on and it just stayed there, grabbed the storage container, put it in the storage container, brought it outside, let it go. It's real easy.
Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
Good to know.
Yeah, so I was calling because you guys doing this home run bracket with just one guy you're following all year?
No. We're going to each.
Or you're going to each pick four guys.
I believe we're going to draft 20 total players. Five of us will be involved in it. Four players each. Yeah, I think is the plan.
Well, I think you should do it by position.
Okay, so
that will make it way more interesting.
Okay.
Okay. So
nine players each. I want Ohtani as my pitcher.
Yeah, and you pick which one you think is going to lead in by position. That'll make it way more fun instead of just following the guys you know are going to hit a lot of home runs.
All right, but now we got to know almost 50 players.
Yeah, that's going to definitely.
Wait, so everybody takes a first baseman. Everybody that's what he meant? Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's
what
he means. Yeah. I don't know that I like
Ohtani Jones. I call Madison Bumgarner.
Mike Hampton.
Yeah.
Carlos Zambrano still plays.
These good ones. D-Train. Career home runs, right? Oh, D-Train, good one.
D-Train.
Nice.
I don't.
Clemens popped one time.
Beckett smack a dinger, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I don't hate that idea, but that's just fantasy baseball. So we're going to probably stick to
just home runs.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
We should bring back steal saves, Keith. Yeah. That was we were on to a good idea for a steal saves league.
We were. We were ahead of the curve on
very
that.
Much ahead of its time. Now I just do no fantasy baseball.
Me neither. I'm out the game. That's why we're going to do the home run pool.
Okay.
Great.
We'll do that. In the meantime, we're doing the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket.
So today we have yesterday there was one matchup that I didn't like either jersey. Today we have a matchup that I love both jerseys. So right now in the basketball region, the Seattle Supersonics, the green, I think Sean Kemp, Gary Payton,
yep,
versus the Vancouver Grizzlies. Your big country, Brian Reeves, rest in peace.
Yeah, so now I don't want to sway anybody's vote. I would never. But remember, we're talking about the uniform. We're not just talking about like how cool Sean Kemp and Gary Payton were. We're talking about the uniform.
I'm being told Brian Reeves is still alive, so I retract my rest in peace for Brian Reeves.
We're talking about the unit, not to sway any votes, but we're talking about the uniform.
They're both sick, though.
Well, and but is one sicker than the other is the question.
Sonics might be sicker. So if you're just getting all caught up in the sleeve pattern there with Grizzlies.
I think I am.
That's what it is.
I do like that.
And it's closer to light blue than the Sonics. So that's also why you're picking
it. Yeah, it's more of a blue tee. So I don't even know what color that is.
What you also have to consider with the Sonics is the whole uniform. So it's green, and then it's got like the yellow outline and the yellow numbers, and it just says Sonics. But then also on the shorts, it has like the skyline logo of Seattle.
But the Grizzlies on the shorts have a grizzly bear.
I like grizzly bears, but I also like I like skylines.
But do you want one in your house?
No, I do not, no, Bill.
The answer to that is clearly no.
But it has the space needle on the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I like skylines, and I like mascots playing the game. I like animals playing the sport that they play, but I also like the Denver skyline.
I also like that skyline.
Yeah. So I'm going Sonics.
I don't know if I like what that skyline's implying, the space needle down there. But okay, what else do we got? We got Team USA against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. It's the Devil Rays. Not the Rays, that's in the baseball region, as modeled by Fred McGriff.
Devil Rays is pretty wild because if you look at
That's a great uniform.
It's awesome. It has an actual Ray on it, although sadly, I don't think he's got a little glove on or anything.
No, he's just swimming.
He's not playing baseball, which sucks. But Devil Rays is written in what appears to be like six different colors. Right, it goes from like a blue magenta.
It's an ombre. It's like a tradition. Yeah. It's like a transition in color. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it turns into like yellow by the end of it.
Yeah,
there's different shades of green.
Real nice.
That's Team USA World Baseball Classic is solid, but I'm going Devil Rays on that.
We know how Brad Foe voted on that one. He's modeling his hat already.
Yeah. Right.
And then in the football region,
it's gonna be a bloodbath.
Gonna be a walkover.
Yeah.
Number two seed, the Patriots in the Pat Patriot uniforms versus the Dolphins teal, which is nice.
It is nice.
But Pat Patriot, I can tell you already. Is going to advance. We still have
the
one
Dolphin
more. Yep.
Is wearing a helmet. So yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
he's not playing football
through a hoop.
He's jumping through a hoop. That's Snowflake. Jumping through a hoop. He could do all the tricks. He is wearing a helmet, which I like. But yeah, he's not playing football.
So we should have one more matchup. We'll get to you later today in the hockey region. That'll be our final matchup in the first round. And then we're on to second round matchups. You can vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram again. At Jones and Keith. Here's a good question. Would you rather have a grizzly bear or Sean Kemp in your house?
Is my wife home?
I was just going to say. He's a fertile man, is what he is. We'll get to all your phone calls coming up.
Sonic Sean Kemp or Orlando Magic Sean Kemp?
We'll get to all your phone calls coming up. And when we come back, we'll discuss the press conference yesterday from the Patriots. Let's give Robert Kraft some credit, shall we? I mean, he wants it. Let's give it to him next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.